practical jokes can be a lot of fun. Unless they get out of hand. Because if they... Hey! Thanks a lot, guys. Nobody's safe around here. Sometimes seemingly harmless pranks don't quite turn out the way we expect them to. And that's what we're going to discover on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm Chris, and this is Odyssey, a place where just about anything can happen, especially today, because there seems to be a rash of practical jokes around Wits End. We haven't quite figured out who's responsible yet, but we know this, nobody's safe. Well, we'll find out who our practical joker's next victim is going to be when we return to Odyssey right after this. There are lots of different kinds of jokes. Practical jokes are jokes you do, and then there are jokes you tell. Oh, of course, there are a lot of people who just can't tell a joke. For some, it's because they don't know how. But others can't because no one will let them. Like Officer Harley, for instance. He's been trying all day long to tell somebody his new joke. But he always seems to get interrupted. Hey, there he is now with Tom Riley. Maybe he'll do a little better this time.
That's rich. I got one for you. There were these two hunters, see? Okay, one of them had a bird dog. Well, they were both of these hunters were out on the banks of the lake, and they spotted some ducks. So the owner of the dog fired, dropping a duck right into the lake and ordered his dog to go get it. Well, the dog ran over to the edge of the water, sniffed, and then walked across the top of the lake and retrieved the duck. The owner was amazed. Well, the owner turned to his friend, beaming with pride, and said, "Notice anything special about my dog?" Now, here comes a punchline. Oh, Tom, you're going to love this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. The friend turns back and says...
I was just trying to get Tom's drink ready.
Hi, everyone. What's going on?
Dave here was just telling me a joke while I wait for Whit to finish making my malt.
Speaking of which, here it is. A chocolate, strawberry, banana, malted.
Oh, boy, my favorite. You know, I haven't had one of these in years. Well, sir, down the hatch. Oh, ooh, wee, wait, ah.
Wow. If that's how you react to your favorite drink, I'd hate to see how you feel about one you don't like.
What's the matter, Mr. Riley? Don't you like it?
Oh, well, that is not quite the way I remember it tasting.
Well, no wonder there's something... What is this? Oh, someone put yeast in my malt container.
Sorry about the mess, Whit.
Oh, believe me, I've done the same thing. Oh, Philo, could you hand me that spray bottle of water, please?
Sure. Here you go.
Nothing seems to be coming out.
Oh, well, maybe it's jammed. Here, let me try.
Okay. Well, usually all it takes is a little pressure on the trigger and...
I'm sorry, Whit. It just sort of came out.
Funny. Very funny. Here, looks like we have a practical joker among us. So, it's you, Philo.
Oh, now, don't give me a lecture, Mr. Whittaker. It was just a couple little practical jokes.
I'm not going to lecture you. I happen to approve of practical jokes as long as they aren't cruel and nobody gets hurt.
Well, I didn't hurt anybody, did I?
No, these were harmless.
I have to admit, they were pretty funny, too.
Yeah, but there's only one problem with pranks, though, Philo.
What's that?
Well, when you have a prank pulled on you, you kind of want to return the favor.
You mean get even? Well, I don't have to worry about anybody getting back at me.
Oh, and why not?
Two reasons. First, I have a rabbit's foot.
Oh, it's too bad. They have surgery now to correct that, you know.
No. I mean a lucky rabbit's foot. It protects me.
Nonsense. Philo, you can get more protection out of a deodorant spray than you can with that silly good luck charm.
That's not what Connie said.
Connie? Well, what does she have to do with it?
She's the one who gave me this thing.
She did? Huh. When?
Yesterday, right after she read me my horoscope.
Horoscope?
Yeah. She reads it to us all the time. Mine said that I could use some extra luck, so she gave me this rabbit's foot.
Do you know where Connie is now?
Upstairs, I think.
Would you mind if I borrowed this thing for a few minutes?
No, here.
Thanks. Tom, could you watch the counter? I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Sure, Whit. You know, Philo, the only kind of luck that rabbit's foot has brought is bad luck to the rabbit that lost it.
And that's the truth. You're not going to get much help there.
Oh, well, I don't need it anyway. I have something that protects me even better. Knowledge. I'm the best practical joker around here, so I know right away when someone's trying to pull one on me.
Is that so? Well, you know, Philo, the trouble with being the best at something is that someone is always coming along trying to prove that you aren't.
Well, like I said, I don't have to worry about that around here, because no one is better at practical jokes than Philo Sanderson.
Horoscope, section E, page 12. Here we are. Now, let's see. Aries, Taurus, Gemini. Ha, Leo. You're due for a reward. A promotion is on the horizon. A promotion is on the horizon.
Connie.
Oh, over here, Whit, next to the train station.
Oh. Listen, I have something very important I need to talk to you about. Connie, you may not realize it, but you have an awesome responsibility here.
I know that, Whit, and I want to thank you for having enough confidence in me to give me that responsibility. And I know I'll be able to handle my new position in the same way.
New position? What new position?
Aren't you going to give me a promotion?
No, I don't have anything to promote you to. As a matter of fact, I'm having definite second thoughts about keeping you on here at Wit's End at all.
What? Wait a minute, what'd I do? Hey, can't we talk about this?
All right. I was just downstairs talking with Philo Sanderson, and during the course of the conversation, this came out of his pocket.
A rabbit's foot.
He said you gave it to him. Now, is that true?
Yeah, yesterday.
And he also said you gave it to him because his horoscope said he needed good luck. A horoscope you read to him.
Well, yeah, I did, but...
And he said not only did you read his fortune yesterday, but you've been reading the horoscopes to quite a few kids for quite some time. Is that true?
I guess so, but so what?
So what? Now look, Connie, I know you're not a Christian, and I know you don't believe in the Bible. There's not a whole lot I can do about that because... Well, it's a personal decision. But I'm not going to just stand idly by and let you introduce the kids that come in here to the occult.
The occult? What are you talking about? All I did was just read a few horoscopes.
Connie, what do you think the occult is? Astrology, fortune-telling, palm reading, good luck charms. They're all a part of it.
Wait a minute. I admit I don't know how I feel about God, but I'm sure not into any of that stuff.
Then why were you reading horoscopes to these kids? Why did you give Philo a rabbit's foot?
I don't know. Please, Mr. Whitaker, you've got to believe me. I'd never do anything to hurt these kids. Look, this is a place where you discover things, right? I mean, you're always coming up with something new. I just thought this might be interesting, that's all. I thought it was harmless. Nobody was taking it seriously.
Really? Then why did you think I was going to give you a promotion when I first came up here?
Wow.
That's the way it works, Connie. It sneaks up on you under the guise of fun. Only that kind of fun comes with a very large price tag.
Are you going to fire me?
No. I can see that you honestly didn't understand what you were doing. But you have to be more careful. These kids are like sponges. They're ready to soak up whatever we give. From now on, I want you to come and talk to me first about any new idea you want to present to them. Okay?
Okay. It's just that the horoscopes are so easy to find. I mean, look, they're in the paper every day.
So they are.
But don't worry, I'm not going to read them anymore.
Good.
And Whit?
Yes?
Thanks.
You're welcome. So easy to find, aren't they?
Hello, Connie. Philo?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Riley. How about a nice chocolate strawberry banana malted?
Thanks, Philo, but no thanks. I think I'll just stick to unleavened shakes, if you don't mind. Where's Whit?
He's upstairs. You know, he's been acting kind of funny all day. Real quiet.
Well, maybe I should talk to him. I'll see you later.
Bye. He sure seemed in a hurry to leave.
I guess he was afraid I was going to pull another joke on him.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You know, you better watch out, Philo. If you pull enough practical jokes on people, sooner or later, they're going to want to pull one on you.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Riley said. Hey, what's that?
What? You mean this envelope? It's got your name on it.
It does? Who would write me here?
Open it and find out.
Okay. Wait a minute. Oh, brother, this is the oldest one in the book.
What?
It's the old rattle in the envelope gag. This is rigged up so when I open it up, it'll make a loud noise.
Oh, come on, Philo. No one pulls that old trick anymore.
Okay, then you open it.
All right, I will. I'm surprised you think that anyone would do something so obvious.
I knew it! I knew it! They can't get me. I'm too smart for them.
I guess you're right. But there is a note in here, Philo.
There is? Let me see. Philo, you're really good at pulling all the pranks you do, but be prepared to receive one before the week is through. I'm gonna really have to be on my guard.
Yeah, especially since this is only Monday.
Monday? It's gonna be a long week.
Hi, stranger. What's news?
Oh, hi, Tom. Didn't hear you come up. I guess I got a lot on my mind.
You still thinking about what happened with Connie yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, you set her straight. It was obvious she didn't really understand how serious it was.
And that's what bothers me about it. People don't realize what they're doing when they get involved with that stuff. But you know what really bothers me?
What?
Well, Connie said it yesterday. It's so easy to find. And she's right. It's all over the place. On movies, television, in bookstores. Why, even by telephone. It's incredible the way Satan has us sneaking into our lives.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Whit. But what can we do about it? I mean, very few newspapers these days are going to feature a daily Bible verse in place of their daily horoscope, you know.
Yeah. Well, it really makes you realize just how important church services and home Bible studies are, doesn't it? And yet kids still get involved with that stuff. Even church kids. I just don't understand it.
Maybe the problem isn't so much one of availability as it is marketing.
Oh, I don't follow you.
Well, when it comes to message, no horoscope can compare with the Bible. It's the most exciting message that the world has ever heard. Or ever will hear. But maybe what's happened is that we've taken the exciting and wonderful message and somehow made it seem boring. We've made it something kids just can't relate to anymore.
So you mean what we need to do is somehow show these kids that the Bible is exciting?
Well, yeah.
Tom, would you excuse me for a little while? I have some thinking to do.
We'll find out what Mr. Whitaker has in mind when we return to Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
So anyway, the owner turns to his friend, beaming with pride, and says, "Notice anything special about my dog?" Now, here comes a punchline, Connie. You're going to love this.
I'm ready.
Okay. The friend turns back and says,
"Ha-ha! They'll never get me."
Philo.
The note said it'd be pulled on me before this week is through. Well, it's Saturday. All I have to do is get through today, and I'll be home free.
Oh, yeah, the prank. You mean you've gone this whole week and it hasn't happened yet?
That's right. And it's not gonna either.
Hi, everyone.
Who's that? Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Are you all right? You look like you could use a glass of water.
Oh, yeah. So you can put in a dribble glass and laugh while it runs down my shirt? No thanks.
What?
The mysterious prankster still hasn't pulled his practical joke on Philo.
Not that he hasn't tried.
Are you sure this is worth it, Philo? All the suspicion and looking behind your back? Why don't you just let whoever it is pull the joke on you so you can relax?
No. I've made it this far, and I'll make it the rest of the way, too.
Okay. Have it your way. Well, I'd better get to work.
Hey, Whit, when are you going to let us see what you're building?
Yeah, you've been working in that back room the whole week.
You'll all see it soon enough. Oh, Connie, would you make me some coffee, please?
Sure thing, Whit.
I wonder what he's doing in there.
Says he's working on some kind of special project. Well, guess I better go make his coffee.
Say, listen, Philo, I've been thinking about that situation here, and I've come to the conclusion that you're going about it all wrong.
I am?
Yeah. See, what you've been doing all week is trying to avoid a prank by some unknown prankster, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's your problem. You're trying to defend yourself against an unseen enemy. What you need is a plan to draw him out into the open, make him show who he is. That way, you'll know who you're fighting against.
Well, thanks for the advice, Officer Harley.
Oh, happy to be of service, Philo. Anytime. Now, if I could just find somebody to tell this joke to, I'll be in good shape. Hey, Sylvia!
Know who your enemy is, and I know just how to do it, too. Hey, Connie?
Yeah, Philo?
Is there an empty room in here somewhere?
Well, there's the basement. It's not quite empty, though. It has some paint and junk in it.
Paint? That's perfect! Listen, could you give me a couple minutes and then spread the word that I'm down there?
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna draw my enemy out into the open.
So the owner turns to his friend and says, "Notice anything special about my dog?" And the friend turns back and says,
"What are you waiting for?"
"Just making sure the coast is clear." "Good." So the friend turns back and says,
"Hi, Dave. Hi, Sylvia."
"Oh, I knew it. I'm never going to get this joke out."
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
"Hi, Tom."
"Oh, hello, Connie. Have you seen Whit?"
"Yeah, he's in that back room." "Oh, wait, here he comes now."
"Connie, you have that coffee ready yet?"
"Sure do. Right here."
"Mr. Whitaker, what are you doing in that back room?"
"Oh, it's a surprise, Sylvia."
"You've been working in there an awful long time. Can't you let us see?"
Let me see.
"You might as well, Whit. They're not going to let you alone till you at least let them take a look."
"Well, all right. Come on."
Hooray!
All right.
Hooray!
"Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the Bible room."
"Look at this, it's Paul's armor."
"That's from Ephesians chapter 6. See, we have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Well, go ahead, try it on."
"Mr. Whitaker, what's this, a model of a city?"
"That's right."
"What does it do?"
"March around it 7 times and you'll find out."
"Mr. Whitaker, there's something wrong with this mirror. It's all dark. I can just barely see myself."
"Oh, really? Well, try saying a Bible verse at it."
"Okay. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
"For now we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face."
"Hey, it lights up! Wow!
Great stuff in here, Whit.
Well, as you can tell, the room isn't finished yet. Still have a lot of things I want to do with it. A lot of things. But I can't take all the credit. It was you and Tom and Philo who inspired it.
We did? How?
Well, you brought the need for this room to my attention, Connie, by reading those horoscopes. Tom, you helped me to see that we've somehow made the Bible boring to these kids. But it was Philo and his practical jokes that helped me figure out just why the Bible seems boring and what I could do about it. See, we humans aren't the only ones who pull pranks. Horoscopes and astrology, all that stuff, they're Satan's practical jokes on us. They confuse our minds so we can't see how real and exciting the Bible truly is. Well, this room is designed to counter that by bringing the scriptures literally to life.
Speaking of Philo, look!
Hi, everyone.
What in the world happened to you? You're all blue.
I had a little run-in with a bucket of paint.
Oh, well, I guess you did.
Yeah, but at least nobody pulled a prank on me. I did this to myself.
Philo?
Yeah?
What makes you think this whole week hasn't been one giant practical joke?
What? You mean the whole week was planned this way? And you all knew?
Oh, not everyone. Just me and Whit and Dave and Connie.
What?
Oh,
gotcha.
Gotcha.
Looks like Philo learned a lesson about practical jokes the hard way. Usually one prank leads to another, and another, and another. And if you're not really careful, somebody could get hurt. If you're a practical joker, I have a scripture verse you should keep in mind. It's in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness and empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as better than himself. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. In other words, if you want to play a joke on someone, make sure they're going to enjoy it as much as you are, or more, and pray about it. If you're embarrassed to tell the Lord what you're going to do, you probably shouldn't do it. And if you have any doubts, talk to your parents about it. They know what it's like to have fun, but they can also help you avoid hurting someone's feelings.
So the owner turns to the other guy and says, "Notice anything special about my dog?" And the other guy says, "Yeah, he can't swim."
Gotcha was written by Phil Lawler and was directed by Phil Lawler and Steve Harris. Our engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. I hope you'll join us next week for another adventure in Odyssey.